I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Dr. Dennis McCullough pioneered the slow medicine movement and advocates for adding quality rather than quantity of years for sick and elderly people. McCullough is a resident of Norwich, and he died unexpectedly earlier this month at the age of 72. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has more about the legacy he leaves behind.
When Edie Gigg's husband, Charlie, died, she got this handwritten letter from their doctor, Dennis McCullough. This is what McCullough wrote.
He was able to embrace his fate because his life had been so rich and full, and now it was simply his time. That teaches us a lot. Please know a day doesn't pass when Charlie and you are not present for me. Love, Dennis McCullough. And, you know, just reading it brings tears to my eyes. It's wonderful, wonderful what he's done.
Today, Gigg is 93 years old. She moved into Kendall at Hanover, a retirement community, the first day it opened in the mid-90s. Kendall is where McCullough infused his philosophy about slow medicine and compassionate end-of-life care. When her husband Charlie was dying, McCullough was there to advise them. Gigg says he helped them think through when it was worthwhile to go through expensive and difficult procedures and when it wouldn't improve quality of life.
He was not pressuring us to keep him alive. His focus was to make the remaining weeks or months as comfortable as possible. And that meant not prolonging life, not going to the hospital, which is a whole new environment. That was not the place you want to live out your life or end your life, is in a hospital, I can tell you.
To Joanne Sandberg Cook, a nurse practitioner and longtime friend and colleague of McCullough's, taking the time to think through medical decisions is what slow medicine is all about.
It is an unusual physician who stops and presents all of the alternatives to an individual and his family, including what happens if you don't do anything. These are things that you really have to think about, and it's really based on experience and understanding who your patients are and what they want.
Sandberg Cook and McCullough put these principles into practice at Kendall at Hanover. Research done between 1997 and 2006 showed only 5% of those living at Kendall at Hanover died in hospitals, while nationally, about 32% of deaths in the Medicare population occurred in hospitals.
You have to go down to the basement, sorry.
At their home in Norwich, Vermont, Dennis McCullough's wife, poet Pamela Harrison, shares pictures of the life she led with her husband.
And here we are, just shortly after we met, on a ferry going over to Nantucket.
The two traveled all over the world helping underprivileged communities with localized health care before finally settling in the Upper Valley. Harrison says her husband always knew he wanted to be a doctor from the time he was a young boy living on welfare with his single mother.
And he wrote this amazing essay, you know, in high school. How do you see yourself 5 or 10 years hence? What are you going to be? I'm going to be a family physician. That was his dream forever.
As his mother aged in later years, her care became the focus of McCullough's best-selling book, My Mother, Your Mother. McCullough described some of the special care parents need in the aging process when he spoke to VPR in 2008.
Everyone's changing all the way to the time when we die. And so we have to reacquaint ourselves with what our parents have become. I don't think we can walk in and suddenly and do it. We really have to regain a sense of trust again. So early engagement and patience, those are very, very important parts of doing this work well.
McCullough continued doing this work until he passed away on June 3rd. Just before he died, he addressed a conference of community nurses, a project he spearheaded aimed at keeping elders independent and in their homes. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.